You're listening to The Merlin on Cauldron FM, the sound of magic.
Well, hi, it's Dave from Cauldron FM here again on one of my Business Eye programmes. I'm at Heal Mill in Heal near Ilfracombe, talking to the owner, David Jones. Hi, David.
Hello, hi.
First of all, I mean, I'd like to congratulate you on the restoration of this place, but can you give me a little bit of the history of the mill, first of all?
Yes, of course. Heal Bear has had its own mill at least since 1525, which is the earliest record of a mill on this spot, and has been milling pretty much ever since. Ceased commercial milling, say, in 1946, and then it started again in the 70s, when a chap called Chris Lovell rescued the mill from complete dereliction, and he did incredible works in trying to sort of bring it back up to milling capability. Excellent. We're just slightly off of that now,
yeah.
Because a number of items, as you'll appreciate with an old mill, deteriorate much more rapidly.
Well, of course they do, yes. So, when people come to visit, because this is your first season, I believe,
This will be our first full season.
First full season.
Yes.
So when people come to visit, what sort of tour can they expect? I presume you are doing tours.
We are doing tours, and they can range up to at least an hour and a half. Although it's a small building, there's so much information to sort of get across to people, from how the flour is produced traditionally, to how it's produced in the Victorian era, and to how it's produced today, what's in your flour. So you'll go, and obviously watching the mill wheel turning and belts and all the different drives that come off of that.
Yeah. So, I mean, you did say when in sort of the preamble to this that there was sort of an element of certain sections in the tour. That people would see. Can you sort of...
Yes, of course. Yes. When we enter, there are photographs of the mill from the 1870s onwards, where you see the miller outside with his 100-weight sack of grain. Incredible weights they used to carry. Then we progress into the bowels of the mill, if you like, which are all the gearing behind the mill wheel. Then I explain that you have wooden teeth to steel teeth to stop from fire sparks and an easy replacement. Then we go upstairs and we look at how the mill wheels turn and all the different elements that are involved in producing the flour. How the flour was cleaned, or the grain was cleaned before the flour was produced. And then into the next room, which has got a number of different roller mills and means of producing rolled wheat flakes. The Dreadnought, which was a massive manufacturer of flour, or creator of flour. Mm-hmm. And talk through the Victorian era, where our agriculture was in decline, whereas the American agriculture was in the ascent, and how grain would come into the ports. It would be milled in the ports in the roller mills and going straight back out as sacks of flour to the rest of what used to be sort of our grip on the world.
Yes.
But I think this mill would have been just purely for local animal feed.
And we're in the engine room, and there's quite a massive engine here. Can you give me a little bit of... Very quickly, because we are sort of running...
Yes, this is the National Engine. It was produced in the late 1920s. A gentleman installed this particular engine into a shoe factory in the Midlands in the 30s. And one of the millers since the 1970s, he managed to obtain this National Engine, which is about 28 horsepower. But as you can see, the flywheel is almost our head height.
Yeah.
And the original installer came down in his 70s, 80s, and this was his last engine which he reinstalled.
Brilliant. Well, that's more or less the end, David. So thank you very much for that little brief overview. I will be coming back to see you again and go more in depth. But in the meantime, how can people sort of get hold of you?
Heal Cornmill and Tea Rooms as a web address. You just get approximately there and you'll find it. Facebook. Heal Mill and Tea Rooms is that we have a Facebook page, and we try to keep that updated with different things that are happening, from the flowers that are growing in the gardens upcoming events and TV programs that may be planned or whatever. And of course, Twitter, Heal_Mill.
Thank you very much.
Cauldron FM is a Moonshadow Media production.